live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
925. So most afternoons, I'll text Sandberg or she'll text me about the next day's show. Yesterday, I got a text from Sandberg. She's at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, how sweet. This
can't go well.
Oh, no.
No, because I know how she feels about pumpkins.
She doesn't like pumpkins?
You weren't in here when this was discussed?
No.
She didn't like cutting that top off the pumpkin and getting the goop out and decorating the pumpkin?
And roasting the pumpkin seeds?
Well, let's be clear. You're not judgmental.
I'm not judgmental. I'm just direct.
Pointing out the obvious.
Yes.
And the obvious is?
The obvious is I spent $86 on pumpkins that I'm going to throw away in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the kids carve them though, right?
No, we are not carving at our house.
Wow, that sounds like a fun house. What a fall fun festival of boils.
Yeah.
The kids have an awesome mom and she does all the really fun stuff. Like they went to a pumpkin patch and they went to an apple orchard and they did all that and they're going to carve. So I ran it past Patrick. We were squeezing in, grabbing some pumpkins in between picking up from school and heading to Catherine's cross-country meet.
How much are pumpkins?
They're really expensive.
They're pricey now.
$86, how many pumpkins do you get?
We bought four. It's for the front stoop, though.
Four pumpkins for $86?
Yeah, and as Patrick said, he goes, I know you like the weird ones better than the regular ones because I don't like orange. So I like to get the white ones.
You do know that that's the general color that pumpkins come in, right?
I know. Orange. We did get. I let him pick out one orange one, but we got an orange, a green, a pale colored one.
You said you're not fun.
You're just full of fun.
But the lady, when I was paying, she said, oh, and are you going to carve these? And he goes, no, Mary's not really into carving.
Can I ask a question? Do you decorate your house for Halloween?
No.
Oh, see, like last night.
This is my decoration. These pumpkins are on the front stoop now. So.
Do you hand out candy or advice when kids open them?
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you something, young man. You should be doing something more productive tonight. Go home and do your homework.
Is it Mandy? Yeah. Are you really wearing that shirt with those pants?
Let me give you a tip here, honey.
I mean, honestly. Do you do that?
Fashion tips for the kids?
You're not going to be 10 forever.
Yeah. I kind of always want to talk to the parents. Could we get the coats underneath the costume so I can see the costume? Because it's always cold and they put the coats on top and you can't even see what the costume is to begin with.
I hesitate to ask this, but what do you do to a child that doesn't say thank you?
Oh, we stand there. We stand there and I'm not turning over any candy.
You go to the stare down?
Yeah. I am nice, though. I do provide, like, hacky sacks and things for those children that have allergies or whatever, dietary restrictions.
Or whatever.
So if somebody comes up to your house because you might have, like, nut candy.
Right. I can't eat nuts or I'm gluten-free.
I've never had a kid say that.
Take a hacky sack.
You have hacky sacks?
Yeah.
Like, where do you buy hacky sacks?
At the party store.
Were they $84, too, for four?
No. There you can get, like, 18 of them for $3. That's a better deal than
the pumpkins. I still think you got ripped off on the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the garden center. I mean, I think you probably can go maybe at Home Depot has them for less, but yeah. Well, I like to support local.
I was going
to
say you can get them at the dollar store.
Well, since
but
my
I know
kids
that would
are 29 and 25,
account.
I may be slightly outdated on this topic, but I don't remember pumpkins costing anything close to that.
They're very expensive. The first one Patrick picked out was $34, and I said no.
$34
just for the one
for
pumpkin.
A friggin' pumpkin?
It's
but he
be
knows
big.
The front stoop. You gotta size it with the house and things.
It's
like
usually
that.
Per pound.
Hold
it's
on a second. Wait, I don't want to let that one get by.
No, it's not.
You have to size the pumpkin to your house.
We have a ranch house and it's wide. I can't put little tiny pumpkins out in the front.
She needs a big pumpkin.
Yeah, it's not that it's. Scale, you know, if we talk to who's that designer we have on the weekends with the nice hair,
Frank Fontana.
Yeah, Frank would say, you
always
have
the hair with you.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm
it's funny
even...
though he's quoting pumpkin prices. Pat, every time we order pizza, my husband Pat Boyle,
Comcast Sportsnet,
who's now in Blackhawk season, he always says, I can't believe it's, you know, $30 for a pizza. I'm like, how much do you think pizza should cost? Good pizza, not pizza that's
right.
$9
like
from someone.
See,
he's
I'm
like,
with him.
When I was a kid, it cost $14. But I'm like, you were a kid like 30 years ago. Pizza should go up in price since then. You know, like it is
a little nuts though. $30 for a pizza. Yeah. You know how much a pizza costs to make? $1.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. I want the more expensive pizza because I want the quality food.
Mm-hmm. 630. What's wrong with Mary? Pumpkins are $3.99 for a medium sized one at Target.
Oh, I didn't even know Target sold pumpkins. I try to stay away from Target.
What's wrong with Target?
It's not really my scene.
Come on, on.
There's too much stuff. They sell too many things. I like to go to specialty stores. I can't the mass places where there's food and clothes and
see
bikes.
I love Costco.
Oh, yeah.
262, pumpkins an hour and a half from Chicago, $5 large, $4 small. Let me tell you something. You're driving an hour and a half to get pumpkins.
I would pay gas.
Yeah. Pumpkins at Jewel, $4. You got hosed.
Oh, Jewel. I didn't even think of Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel has pumpkins.
Aldi. I like this. Aldi, they give you money to take their pumpkins.
But there's nothing like going to the pumpkin patch. You can get hot cider.
See, that's not my kind of thing, okay. Andrea. You're into more experiences. I'm kind of into efficiency. I picked that kid up from school. We stopped by the garden center. We had those pumpkins, and we were at Catherine's meat in like 18 minutes. It was.
I'm sure the Easter egg hunt at your house is just a
you put out one
real
Easter
thrill.
Egg. There's one Easter egg. Find it. It's over.
She puts notes inside the little plastic eggs. Here's what you should do to minimize your time.
708, does Samber give out bounty towels for Halloween?
Oh, I like 708.
She's not going to give those
out. I can't be parting with them. I'm still enjoying the bounty towels you guys gave me for my wedding.
I can't get over the hacky sacks thing. That's so weird.
Well, you know, like, I think those plastic, like, spider rings are worthless. You got to give something to the kids that can't.
Well, you're allergic to peanuts, so let's give you a hippie sort of
oh, no,
toy here.
They're hacky sacks, but they're in the shape of soccer ball. Like,
well, it's
basketball.
Comcast Sportsnet. Why can't he steal some autographed pucks from work or something?
Yeah, there you go.
Give it stat.
Here's a hacky sack and, you know, some fish tickets. Have fun.
good times.
That's right. Halloween with Sandberg.
With the boils.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we should lump pad into that.
Yes, if your kids are having too much fun and enjoying their childhood, have them come to Sandberg's house.
I'll take care of it.
It's 9:32. We'll come back. President Obama is going to be speaking about Hurricane Matthew. You'll dip into that when we do the big story next. And we still got to get to the Joe Buck hair transplant story. How bizarre is that?